And the last goal that you identified for incentive prize design was inspire transformation. Tell us about that.
Sure. So inspire transformation is really about organizing for developing incentive prizes whose goal is sustained change. And while some might argue that the distinction between mobilizing action, which was the previous goal that we just talked about, and inspiring transformation is a matter of degree, I think prize designers who are building transformation-oriented prizes more often have really a grand vision about how to address complex, seemingly intractable problems. So one example of this is the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence. And in a nutshell, what this prize is trying to do is take a data-driven approach for identifying best practices within community colleges for achieving education excellence, and then rewarding those community colleges that are able to demonstrate in terms of their effectiveness and their actual outcomes that the best practices that they're using work, rewarding those community colleges, and then through the mechanism of the prize, publicizing and marketing those best practices is a way of transforming the entire community college experience in the United States, which undoubtedly has not received the same attention that it deserves compared to other educational institutions.
The idea here was to lift up practices that were known to improve student outcomes.
I think that's exactly right. And to do it in a way that was really kind of evaluation-based and data-driven. So, you know, for those who want to go read the report, you know, we write a little bit about sort of exactly kind of how they do this. And it's a really serious vetting process that's not just about, you know, a community college submitting an example of, you know, here's something we're doing well, but actually having to demonstrate the efficacy of it.